I'm about a 7 out of 10 on the scale of self-esteem. I'm also afraid of the dark. At night, I always think someone is trying to kill me. I have a mannequin in my room because I love fashion and design. But oh my God, does it scare me sometimes? I wake up and think it's a person and that they're after me. But I don't run. I'm too terrified. I just hide under my blanket. For a long time, I wouldn't even get up in the middle of the night when I needed to use the bathroom. I would just pee in bed. It happened until 7th grade, and I haven't told that to anyone except my therapist. I can get up to use the bathroom now, but I would never live alone. I don't care who I have to live with. I'll get 10 dogs if I have to. Too many scary stories. Too many scary movies. I believe them all. Even if it says this is not true, I still believe it. Maybe it's because of all the things I've seen. Growing up, I went through a lot. That's why I went to therapy. I was so young, I don't even remember when I started, but it definitely helped my confidence and self-esteem. I see self-esteem as how comfortable you are with yourself and what you can share with the world without being embarrassed. Pretty much that's it. Me? I'm a really open person. I can talk about anything without worrying about someone judging me because I just don't care anymore. Heck, I have already told you I wet the bed until 7th grade. So where do I start? Growing up, I definitely struggled with self-esteem. My mom was in and out of jail. She was arrested because she was a drug dealer. She would take me with her when she went to do her business. So I had to see a lot of things I shouldn't have seen. I had to grow up a lot faster. I don't remember much about going out with my mom. I don't even remember freshman year. Everything that I went through, it just made me just bottle up. I'd be in class and I'd just scrunch up in a ball and I wouldn't talk to anyone for the whole day and I wouldn't move. I don't know. I just felt so low about myself. I was like, even as a little kid, I was like, if this is the life that I'm given, then I just don't feel like I'm worth that much. That's just how my mom made me feel. Also, I went through a lot of abuse. I guess that can make you feel like you're not worth it too. My mom married a Samoan man. I don't want to sound like I'm stereotyping, but he didn't have any trouble hitting children, so I would get hit all the time. Right now, I just won't sit here and cry, though. It doesn't affect me that much anymore. My mom, she hit me too. She was just crazy and took everything out on me. Well, on all of us. Me and my sister and two stepbrothers. It just affected me most because I was the youngest. Thankfully, I have a good grandma. She's a really great lady. She's the one that got me help when I was about 10. I moved in with her. Well, I didn't really move in with her. I got taken away from my mom. I still saw my mom on the weekend, though, and I did want to see her even after everything. I still loved that lady. In the 8th grade, I moved back in with my mom, and that's when everything got crazy. She was diagnosed with bipolar disorder and ran away to Virginia. My sister kind of turned into a horrible person and ran away too. My mom and the Samoan man got divorced, and he made it clear that I couldn't talk to his sons anymore. Now, I'm like an only child, and I'm fine with that. I just get bored sometimes. After all this happened, I moved back in with my grandma, which is actually a really good thing for me. My grandma gives me freedom. I have so much freedom, and I don't do anything bad with it. I don't stay out late. I don't do drugs. I don't hang out with bad people. I don't do any of these things because I know she trusts me, and I don't want to break that trust. It's strange. It's a little hard to explain sometimes, but therapy kind of brainwashed me. I don't remember that much. I don't have flashes of getting hit or anything, but I guess I did have a more recent experience with violence that I remember. Dating violence. Everything I've been through and everything I've seen, it's kind of got to me and I was in a bad relationship. I didn't mention this. I don't really like boys. I like girls. And this is going to sound so weird. I wasn't the one getting abused. I was the one abusing. I slapped the chick a couple of times for making me angry, and I don't regret it. I don't. She can get slapped again. she went to school here. When me and her were together, we weren't hugging or kissing up on each other in the hallway. It wasn't an attention thing, no. If I'm going to do that stuff, I'm going to do that in the privacy of my own home. But since I go to an all-girls school, half the girls act like they're lesbian just for the attention. So these other girls are trying to sit on her lap and stuff, and I'm like, for real? You know that we're together. I didn't get any respect, and it kind of sucked because I have to see these people every day. But I didn't say anything to anyone. I know when I need to keep my mouth shut. It's not that I'm afraid of the other girls. I'm not afraid of anyone. It's just I know if I do say something and they say something back, I'll snap and get into a fight. So the only person I said something to was my girlfriend. I was like, you need to respect me. And she said, I am respecting you. It's not like that. But I wasn't stupid. At the same time, I don't want to lose her because I love the girl. But whatever. One time her lies made me so mad and I let my anger build up so much then I just snapped. I slapped her and walked away. That was kind of one of those moments that made me wonder, oh my God, am I turning into my mom? I'll admit it. After all that drama, when summer came, I wanted to transfer schools. I lost 90% of my friends because they were disrespecting me. But now I'm glad they're gone. Most people wouldn't say it, but I am glad. I don't need 100 friends, just 4. And they're the real ones. Not like those girls, the slutty ones that sneak boys into their rooms and all date the same guy, even though they're supposedly friends. The girls that wear tight shirts and try to show off extra things they have. The girls that shoplift even though they can afford every item in the store. I won't be friends with those girls. They're the ones that whisper in the hall and you know they're talking about you because they look right at you. But they can't take it like they give it. If you say something back, they gang up on you like 5 to 1. Those girls, I just laugh in their face like, ha ha, you think you're hurting my feelings. Well, you're not. You just look stupid. You just don't love yourself. I'll hang out with anybody except those girls. They're crazy. I'm crazy too, but I'm nice crazy. Although, I just know I will flash at any point. I just know I will flash, as in get angry if everything builds up. Snap, just like my mom. I think every person, no matter how nice, has a crazy side. And everyone has at least one person who can bring it out, like my girlfriend with me. I never acted like that before. I was being a fool, an idiot. But yeah, okay, I kind of changed after I realized I was turning into my mom, and I was like, I am not going to do this. I still see my mom now. She came out for my birthday this year. She's still crazy, but it's nice to see her. Our relationship could be better. She does make an effort to talk to me. But being this busy teenager, I'm like, I'll call you later. I can't talk right now. I actually just thought about this last night, about how I need to stop doing that because that's my mom. About how I need to talk to her more because maybe she needs something, you know? You can probably tell. Sometimes I'm the one taking care of her. She's a friend, not a mom figure at all. She can't be a mom. I know that about her. I want to be a mom someday, though. I want to adopt 4 children. That's what my grandma did with my mom. I want to treat them well, much better than when I was treated. I want to find love too. Well, I wouldn't say find love because you can't find it. It finds you. And I don't want to get married. I mean, I want to be with someone for the rest of my life, but I don't think you need a paper to say these things. These people are in love. I think about things a lot. I am a 7 out of 10 on the scale of self-esteem. I'm 17. I'm African-American. I want to be an architect. I want to be successful. I want to find happiness in everything I do. I don't want to be like my mom. I don't want to turn into an evil person. I don't want to be afraid of the dark at night or the dark that suddenly flashes into anger inside of me. Oh, and I don't want to go to therapy anymore. I don't need it. I'm good for now.